Good morning, everyone. And on behalf of our entire University at Buffalo community and the Empire AI Consortium, it is my great pleasure to welcome Governor Hochul back to UB. Welcome back. We are delighted to have the governor on campus for this exciting event. We are also delighted to have the members of the Western New York delegation and members of the Empire AI Consortium with us this morning. I would like to take this opportunity to express my gratitude to the Governor Hochul's visionary leadership, particularly in the area of AI. Because of Governor Hochul's visionary leadership, New York State will be at the epicenter of AI innovation. It is now my honor to welcome 57th Governor of the State of New York, Governor Kathy Hochul.
Great to be back. Sleep in my old bed. It's getting a little dusty in the house. But we were here last night to celebrate something else that I'm so proud of, and that is to announce the $5 million winners of the 43 North competition, which has put New York State and particularly Buffalo on the map as the place where startups begin. And so that was last night. To be able to be here today is just a continuation of the incredible transformation of not just what's happening here in Buffalo, but truly the state of New York, and I could not be prouder. So you have to ask, why are we here today? Because here in New York, we don't wait for destiny. We create our own. And I'm here today to declare that the destiny that we have created is found in the room next door. Through there is a large black box-looking structure, kind of like that. To some, it may just look like a tangle of wires and dark trays with blinking lights. But it's nothing short of a revolution in the way we learn and work and interact with each other. And in fact, if you think about it, it's like a heart beating in a body with the cadence of advancement and pumping technology and future through its veins. Now, we don't just do any supercomputer here in Buffalo. It's the next generation of supercomputer, the most cutting-edge technology that exists anywhere out there. So join me on this journey as we go boldly where AI in New York has never gone before. And I want to acknowledge the people who make the magic happen. And so many people, but you're going to listen to them all because they're all deserve to be recognized. And I want to, first of all, acknowledge my Commissioner of Empire State Development, Hope Knight, who is also the president. Where's Hope? Right there in the front row. Hope, thank you. I have my hometown commissioner of civil service who's transforming civil service, wanting more people to become public servants. Thank you, Tim Hoax, a Buffalo resident as well. Mayor Byron Brown will be joining us shortly, but Mayor and I are leaving here to go over to the formerly known as the Perry Street Project. So those of you who drove into Buffalo for basically your entire life, you saw the degradation of public housing in our community that was really left there haunting us for generations. I mean, everybody saw that this had once been a place people lived in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and then after time it was abandoned and broken windows and just the specter of people still living in that midst. When I became governor, I said, that's coming down. My friends, it is down. We're rebuilding a whole new community there, so I'm looking forward to going right past that on my way back out to the airport and saying, yes, great things are happening here. So I'm looking forward to joining the mayor over there as well. Our elected officials from the state have been recognized. They're great champions of this project, and I thank them because I bring them a lot of ideas. You love them all, right? Yeah, there we go. I'm going to quote you on that in a couple months. But this is, when you think about it, it's kind of it's a radical idea. It's a large investment of state dollars to do something that has not been done before. But they're also the believers, especially our representatives that we have here from Western New York, who saw the great potential, especially when I said, let's house it at the University of Buffalo. I think I had you at hello then, right? Okay, I thought so. But Speaking of University of Buffalo, Satish Tripathi has been a friend and an ally for such a long time, and his leadership is exemplary, and I know he's continuing to lead this great institution, one of our flagships here in the state of New York, UB and Stony Brook, two institutions that we're immensely proud of, and so I want to thank Satish as well. Someone you need to get to know better, and that is Marilyn Simons. She would be here with her husband, Jim, but we lost him a short time ago. But the two of them are a powerhouse couple and have been. And using their talents and resources and the genius behind what they have done as a couple, also be able to help fund an initiative like this through the Simons Foundation. Marilyn, we've become good friends over the years. We terribly miss Jim, but your presence here today and your willingness to make this happen way in advance of when we anticipated it would be occurring at the UB main campus, this is something I will never take for granted. Let's give a special round of applause to Marilyn Simons. Our Chancellor, John King, we were together at UAlbany yesterday talking about supercomputers and innovation there as well. So all across what we call the Innovation Corridor, it used to be called the Erie Canal Corridor, it still is, but it's also the Erie Canal Innovation Corridor from here all the way to Albany. And we did some great things there yesterday. Let's give another round of applause to John King, our Chancellor. Dr. Robert Harrison, who's going to be heading up this operation, he's an interim executive director of Empire AI, and I want to thank him for being the first. The bar is held high. I have very high expectations. I'll be checking in on everything and the progress because that's who I am. But we wouldn't put it in your hands if we didn't think you could make this be accomplished. Tom Secunda, you don't know him, perhaps, but he is the person who exactly 1 year ago planted this idea that wouldn't it be amazing if, and if someone says that to me, you've got my attention. And he laid out the vision for this. And again, he's one of the founders of Bloomberg LLP, which is an extraordinary global operation. So you know he has success and knows how to find ideas that work. But his engagement in this has been transformative. It brought the people together who otherwise would not have coalesced around an idea like this, and so you'll be hearing from Tom in a few minutes as well, but so grateful to him for helping us literally get to this place today. Let's give him a round of applause as well. Now, New York has been the home of industrial revolutions for generations. You know, we talk about how, and I wish they all had time to take a tour, but those of you who go out and see the power facility in Lewiston, and you go through the visitor center, and you see Tesla, not the cars, but Nikola Tesla, debating with Thomas Edison on the value of AC current versus DC current. They have this exchange as holograms. It's quite fascinating. And those are the debates that were going on right in our community back at a time when people just thought, you're going to harness hydroelectric power, Niagara Falls, and power the Industrial Revolution here in Western New York. And you know what? It happened. Or think about the audacity of those who said, let's build a canal across the entire state of New York, largest canal in the world. They did this. They did this 200 years ago. We celebrate that next year, and that's why Buffalo will be the site of the World Canal Congress, where thousands of people come and see what still is viewed as an engineering marvel here in our own state of New York. So we build on this legacy of crazy ideas that end up being wildly successful. And as a result, we're able to, this is how you power the resurgence of a region. You create something out of nothing. New York City was a nice little community before the Erie Canal. It was not the economic, global, commercial powerhouse that it is today at all, because they needed that way to get products out to the markets, get them out to the Midwest and literally explode the Midwest after we were able to start having linkages there through the Erie Canal. You don't just spread commerce across the world, but you also spread knowledge across the world. And that's, sometimes it's easier to visualize transformation when you think about electrifying buildings, first electrified city in the world, City of Lights, Buffalo. Or if you're pouring concrete, the stadium, you can say, that's going to be a stadium someday. We're going to have the Buffalo Bills playing there in 2 years. Everybody hear that? 2 years, no delays. Okay? But today we're doing something I want to tell you and persuade you that this is just as bold and brave and audacious as all those challenges that came before that we overcame. This investment, $400 million combined with state and philanthropic partners, business people who believe, as well as our universities, this is how we talk about putting AI to work for people. And this is how we're also accelerating the rebirth of manufacturing in the state of New York. And I'll be talking about that a lot because something is happening. You may not know it. We are creating more manufacturing jobs and have in my last 3 years as governor than at any time in recent memory. And it's not all the old steel that my grandpa and my dad made down at the Bethlehem Steel Plant. It is microchips. And it is the energy and the technology that is used that's going to be spread across the world. So we are now following in the footsteps of those great innovators, the people of great ideas, the people of great enthusiasms, as Teddy Roosevelt would like to say. And no one could have anticipated achieving so much in such little time. I'm actually stunned by the speed at which this has happened. It was just 1 year ago, as I mentioned, Tom and I had the conversation. It was 3 months later, we announced this in our State of the State after countless meetings, like, what is this actually going to look like? How will it work? And what we're doing with Empire AI is unprecedented. Now, some of these supercomputers already exist in the United States. I didn't say we're the first in the country. But those are in the hands of private companies. That's the difference. You know, OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, they have these. But we imagine what good can be done if you take this power and put it in academia, and attract the brightest people in the country, if not the world, to come to our state, to have access to this, to contemplate and imagine and innovate and create solutions to society's problems that up until now have been unsolvable. That's what I'm expecting. A little bold, but that's how we roll. And if we put this in the hands of the best academic minds, it's exactly what I wanted to see happen. And so this effort is for the public good. Brilliant students and faculty will come here, not just at the University of Buffalo. Many will come, Dr. Satish, don't worry. Right? They're coming, don't worry. But every SUNY school, every CUNY school, and our partners like Cornell and Columbia, NYU, RPI, Flatiron, the Simons Organization. So all of our partners who have contributed to this have been given a very clear directive to find solutions to society's problems. So we could be talking about tackling food insecurity, something that is very real in a prosperous state like New York. That's not acceptable to me. Help us continue to develop therapies and treatments for cancer. We've come a long way. We're blessed to have Roswell right down the street. But there's so much more that needs to be done because we're still losing New Yorkers and others to this deadly disease. How about preparing for the next hurricane? And we still, in New York City, downstate, we're still seared by the knowledge of the power of Hurricane Sandy. Those who lived on Long Island and Manhattan and Staten Island are just still, when you say hurricanes, they still have that PTSD from what happened. Shocking flooding the subways of New York, damaging bridges we're still repairing today. Or you talk about what happened with Milton. Didn't seem like that was really well predicted. We kind of knew it was going to hit Florida, but I don't think the East Coast was ready for it. I don't think the exact trajectory was accurate, and people were not ready necessarily. So this is what we're talking about. Also, how we harness all kinds of energies right now. But what we're going to do here today is use the first, I mean, there's so many people who want to use this. The list is long. Everybody wants a piece of this. But we're going to be, first of all, talking about cybersecurity. And that'll be one of the first projects here because we are all so vulnerable. As individuals, your credit cards, banking online, all the way to our governments, and our national security is at risk of being compromised because of foreign actors, especially as we get closer to an election which is going to determine the trajectory of our nation. So this is what's at risk out there, but I'm feeling very proud that these are the conversations that are going to be happening in this building and across the state using this power. So we're going to make a real difference for New Yorkers, getting $275 million from the state. Grateful to my partners there. $125 million from university and philanthropic partners like the Simons Foundations and others who have been so generous with this project. So we're going to continue. People say, how did we get here so quickly? I'll wrap up with this. Those of you know me, rather impatient, right? I want it done. But also, I have also seen thousands and thousands of good ideas, great ideas, die in reports that sit on shelves or in conference rooms where they're debated to death. And that could have easily happened with something like this. Well, that's pretty radical. We better think about this, all the other elements and pros and cons and all the aspects and who's involved. That could be exactly what we are, and it would be a normal course of events, right? But I agree with Teddy Roosevelt, who was sworn in just walking distance from here, the Teddy Roosevelt inaugural site. I'm always promoting visitors from out of town to come see everything we have here. It's literally walking distance. He said, you have to be in the arena to know the triumph of high achievement, not on the sidelines with the timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. I've been in that arena a long time. Yes, you get bloodied and marred, as you say, but you'll never know the triumph of high achievement if you don't enter that arena. My friends, we're not only in the arena, we built the arena. This is our arena, and so we're going to win. We're going to fight. Again, with that, I want to introduce Marilyn Simon. Marilyn Simons has been an extraordinary leader. She is a household name with Stony Brook. That's where you first met Jim, at Stony Brook. She's got a great story to tell. It's a love story that endured for decades and decades, and it's been a treasure to get to know them and to know that we're going to continue this effort because of good people stepping up at a time when we need them. And I am forever grateful to you, and I want to thank you and all the others involved, and I want to thank, as we announce our Stony Brook professor, Dr. Robert Harrison, who will be the interim director. He'll be announcing that today. And also, that we've officially incorporated this as a nonprofit organization. We have our board of directors. I mean, I'm just telling you, there's a lot behind this, but we have our leaders of all the institutions I mentioned, and Tom Secunda is chair, so I feel very confident of that. And we're going to keep making sure that we reach these milestones as soon as possible. So I'm excited. I'm energized. And let's fight in the arena to make sure we win and dominate the rest of the world. That's what we're going to do here in Buffalo, across the state of New York. Marilyn Simons, please come up.
What an inspiring and visionary governor we have. Thank you very much. I am going to tell a story, but I'm not going to tell my love story. If somebody wants to hear about that, maybe at the reception, I'll just tell you, or I'll be happy to go on about my wonderful husband and the wonderful life we had together. But I will tell you a story that back in 2012, we started our foundation in 1994. My husband, who was a mathematician, had started earning money in the hedge fund business, and we started a foundation with $1 million donation, and we, over the years, decided to fund basic science research. And come around to 2012, the foundation's endowment had grown much bigger than we expected, and we wanted new ideas. So we held a retreat, and we invited around 20-some-odd scientists to come and tell us, where's the future going? Where's the needle just poised for advancement? What should we be investing in the future? And people had various ideas, of course, in understanding origins of life, and what about black holes, or understanding the cell. We talked about all different ideas. And one mathematician said, we have so much data. What we really need is advanced data analysis. We have to start investing in being able to process all the information we're going to be producing with all this machinery and equipment that are taking all kinds of information in. So, in 2013, the Flatiron Institute was born, and we were very lucky to hire Ian Fiske to like run our computing resources there. Ian came from CERN, and we visited him when he was at CERN. And believe me, it was quite an amazing computer room that he took us through. So in 2013, Ian started building our own computing resources. And come around to 2017, I was at a dinner, and I was sitting next to a researcher in AI who really helped found the field. And I asked him, he was at NYU, why is he at Facebook now? And he said, why do you think? And I said, because you want the data, that there's so much data there. He said, the data's all on the internet. I can get that data. I'm there because of their computing power. They have computing power that you can't find anyplace else. So the next day, I was talking to one of our astrophysicists, and she said, we were really pleased that she was with us. She got an offer from Google. She said, it's very tempting because I could do so much computing there. And so hearing from Shirley and also from this other researcher, I found Ian and I said, Ian, I learned a new word, GPUs. Do we have any GPUs? And this is in 2017, and he said, yeah, we have one. And he said, and that's good. We're still not using everything. That was just 2017. We have been doubling in size since then with our GPU power. But it's funny to me to think that's only 7 years, how this demand for GPUs has taken off. So why we love GPUs and that investment, because we care about research. Research, you know, in the basic sciences, but it's so much more, as the governor pointed out. It's not just research for knowledge's sake and hopefully finding applications in science, but social science, medical science, you name it. There's nothing that AI isn't going to touch. So I want to thank the governor and Tom Secunda for having the vision and seeing this need and really acting on it and getting us up and running so fast. It's going to be great, not only for research, for jobs, for business opportunities, and for progress. My own background is that I'm a graduate of SUNY Stony Brook. And I'm really pleased at this investment in our students, for our students and for our researchers. Back in 1973, I took a course in computer science when I was at Stony Brook. And that was punch cards and waiting all day for my program to alphabetize a list of 20 names. We've come much further than that. But I'm very pleased that students today, that's 50 years ago that I was a student and taking my first computer science course. I'm so pleased for the students today and for the researchers across New York State. but yay SUNY. But we're making this investment for the future. So why do I care? And it was an economics major, so I see opportunities galore coming out of this investment. And also, as a SUNY alum myself, I want to thank New York State for everything it did for me. I'm glad to be able to give back and invest in New York State. Thank you for investing in me. And I want to thank Tom Secunda for taking this visionary idea to us and giving us the opportunity to participate. So with that, it's great to be in Buffalo. And I saw Lake Erie out there as we were. So I'm looking forward to the rest of my time here with you today. Thank you, and Tom.
Good afternoon, everybody. So first, I'd like to thank the governor for leading us, not just in this initiative, but an initiative to make New York State a leader in technology. As a technologist myself, it is just so satisfying to see. And of course, thanking Marilyn for getting a jump start on what Empire AI could do. You know, Empire AI is out there to build a computer center, to populate it with the most modern technology to do science. You know, building a computer center takes time, right? And what we were able to do through the gift of Simons and the work of Ian and team, and of course the work from Buffalo, who gave us a facility to be able to put this equipment in. I mean, I don't know how long, months, not years, we're able to actually start learning how to run a computer facility. Running a computer facility for academic research is very different than the way you would run a cloud service for commercial type enterprises. And so by starting now a year and a half earlier than what we could possibly do if we had to finish building our computer center, we're going to learn that. And so when we get up to speed and our computer center is finished and our equipment is populated, we will be a year and a half ahead in understanding how to run this. So it is amazing. And it's, again, Simons and Buffalo that were able to do this for us. And so we're very grateful. The machine is only really about four of those. And it'll give us capability. I'll just give you an example. I work with, I'm a Binghamton graduate, so another SUNY guy. But you have to remember our consortium, which includes SUNY and CUNY, is with Cornell and Columbia and NYU and RPI. I miss anybody? And Flatiron, of course. It is all of New York State participating in doing this. But anyway, I've been working with a professor at Binghamton who has in his little closet sort of four A100 chips. We're a technology past that. We're at H100 chips, which are, depending on how you calculate it, what you're doing, it could be as little as four or as much as 30 times as powerful. Now, let's just use the four. In a year, he'll get the equivalent of 365 H100 processes. Our plant has 100 H100s. So if I give him a week, if Binghamton's entitled to a week, and I think they're entitled to more than that, but just a week, he will do 100, he will do 2 or 3 years worth of research in 1 week. 700 versus 365. But even more than that, one of the real secrets of this kind of a plant is when you're working on smaller equipment, you have to sort of save, you have to do it a step at a time, right? So you have to save the stuff, you know, you have to do maintenance on that machine at some point, so you're gonna have to dump it all to memory. You know, he'll be able to run for a week. Actually, 2 days would give him, you know, a year. And that's the kind of power. And you have to remember that, again, technology is going to change by the time we put in the new computers. But just as an example, the facility, if we were done building it today and using the hardware of today, it would have 10 times that. It would have 1,000 chips. So we can give him half an hour to do a year's worth of research. That's how powerful this will be. And what it ends up doing is it increases the cycle time of research. So if you look at, you know, looking at what's happening in medicine, you know, being able to look for cures and doing your experiments 1,000 times faster will get us results 1,000 times faster. So it is really exciting, and it's really great to be able to start, you know, a year and a half early. You know, we have lots of partners. You know, the industry itself, I think, as the governor said, you know, it's the job of Bloomberg, where I work, to use AI to help our customers and help our business. And yes, we do some pro bono work and some cool stuff, but that's our basic premise, as it is for all of the corporations. Now, to be fair, all the corporations have been really generous with their scientists and their time, especially NVIDIA, who's the major manufacturer in this space, has been very excited to work with us. Jensen, who is their chair, looks at universities and says, you know, it's really hard because they buy stuff a department at a time. And so having a big fabric, even for just a school, I won't pick on any school. I mean, Albany just did an amazing thing. And that's okay. But it's not a huge fabric. You know, they will be able to do stuff. And by the way, given the state of the art, them and Texas are the two biggest computes for universities right now. So it is a really big deal. I don't want to minimize it. But that is one of the few places where actually they did it university-wide as opposed to department-wide. And Jensen's view is the only way that real research is going to be done is through ventures where we group universities together so they can have this much bigger fabric to work on. So we're really excited about this. You know, we're just starting. We got a ways to go. We got to build our center here in Buffalo. You know, Buffalo as a site. And the university has been incredibly generous in their time and their energy with us. It's going to be a great home for this center, so we're really excited about that. And with that said, I've talked longer than I thought I would, so I'm going to move on and introduce Chancellor King, who will talk to us some more. Thank you, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Let me first recognize a few people who've made this wonderful day for UB and for SUNY possible. First, Governor Hochul, for everything you do for SUNY and for New York. I could not be more grateful for the privilege of working with a governor who believes so deeply in the SUNY mission, fight so relentlessly to deliver the resources we need to ensure we are the best public system of higher education in the nation, and labor so tirelessly to better the lives of all New Yorkers. Thank you, Governor, for all the support. I want to appreciate our champions in the legislature, Senator Ryan and Assembly Members McMahon and Wallace and Conrad. Thank you for being such tremendous advocates for SUNY always, and we're very grateful for your partnership. Marilyn Simons, you know, you've done so much for SUNY, for New York. The donation today that helped make this all possible. But you and Jim really just generously transformed the lives of so many people throughout the country because of your commitment to innovation, to excellence, and to opportunity, and I just couldn't be more appreciative. Tom Secunda, you have been a phenomenal leader of the Empire AI board, helping to make this whole project a reality. We're very grateful for your leadership. And Dr. Harrison, we are looking forward to having you steer this amazing ship. I'm grateful that our SUNY Provost, Rama Subramanian, is here. He represents SUNY on the Empire AI board and is just a great leader for us at SUNY. And President Tripathi and your whole team at UB, you've been leading in this work for a long time, back to the tools that allow the U.S. Postal Service to make sense of our terrible handwriting when we write out addresses on envelopes. So thank you for UB's leadership. And of course, SUNY trustee Eunice Lewin, who is a great board member for us at SUNY. I also want to recognize Adiam Sagai, the newly inaugurated president of Erie Community College, who's here with us. So I'm very excited. And when I say excited, I don't mean a little, I mean a lot. I mean that we could be dreaming about the future here the way President Kennedy got us to dream about traveling to the moon, the way Dr. Salk's vaccine allowed us to embrace a healthier future. When I think of living in a world where AI innovations have helped humans create, as they're trying to at UB, the learning tools that will help students with disabilities thrive. When I think about a world where, as the governor described, we're making incredible advances in healthcare. Think about, we have early evidence that AI is helping doctors diagnose pancreatic cancer months earlier. All of us probably know, have been touched by that horrible disease and know how devastating that diagnosis is. Imagine if this technology can help us identify that earlier, treat people earlier, save lives. These tools can help us with implanting devices in disabled veterans that will help them reclaim their lives and their mobility. AI could help us not only to predict when we're going to have extreme weather events, but analyze flood patterns so that we can mitigate the harm of those inevitable storms and save lives and save the economic impact on our communities. Tremendous potential. So from UB to UAlbany, from Binghamton to Stony Brook, and on the campuses of CUNY, Cornell, RPI, Columbia, and NYU, our incredible partners in the Empire AI Consortium are working with us not only to lead in artificial intelligence, but thanks to Governor Hochul's leadership, to lead in the use of artificial intelligence for the public good. Not if, but when we do this right, with an ethical approach to AI, we will take careful steps to mitigate the risks like the threat that deepfakes could pose to the health of our democracy, and to maximize the reach of the benefits, like avoiding bias in the use of data and the design of algorithms. Not if, but when we do this right, AI will be a tool for humans to create a healthier, more sustainable, more active, more inclusive and democratic, and yes, even more entertaining world. A world of extraordinary wonder that I cannot thank you all enough for working to make a reality right here at the University at Buffalo. And now it is my very great pleasure to introduce our interim Empire AI director, Robert Harrison, the inaugural director of the Institute for Advanced Computational Sciences at Stony Brook University. Dr. Harrison.
Well, Chancellor King has given me a master class in communicating excitement, and I don't think I'm going to live up to that, but I want to communicate how excited I truly am. It's a great privilege and really exciting opportunity to join Empire AI at this formative time, right? So as part of Governor Hochul's innovation agenda, Empire AI is establishing a new model for the partnership between states and their private and public research institutions. And this historic investment is going to transform research and innovation across our entire state, and giving our researchers access to a technology that truly is, at this moment, only accessible to the largest tech companies or to nations. And this is going to be truly transformational. It positions us to take the national lead on AI-enabled scientific discovery and engineering design, building and attracting the next generation of tech talent right here in New York State. The genesis of Empire AI lies in the vision and initiative of Tom Secunda, and even now he's instrumental making it happen at multiple levels, from his leadership as chair of the board to bootstrapping our operations. But today we're here acknowledging the incredible donation by Marilyn Simons and the Simons Foundation of this Alpha system, which greatly accelerates the timescale of our mission. This remarkable generosity is part of a sustained championship of basic science that has had profound benefits for New York. Alpha includes the very latest generation in AI computer technology and has created a lot of excitement already in the academic community. The teams at the Simons Foundation and also here at the University of Buffalo must be recognized for the immense work and very intense work that they've done over a short period of time to make this happen. So truly incredible. Being so new to Empire AI, I can take no credit for any of the accomplishments to date. That very much goes to the consortium leaders and their teams. I've seen their commitment and hard work that reflects a shared vision for Empire AI's future in service and also leading New York State through research in the public good. We don't actually have to speculate about that future thanks to the donation of Alpha. It's becoming real now. So I'm going to share with you some details about the response we've had to the recent call for proposals that just opened on October 3rd. So just in the first week, we've had 100 responses with representation across all members of the consortium. And with 3 weeks to go, we're anticipating many more submissions that reflect the genuine excitement in the community. The topics of the proposed research reflect the diversity of our academic communities. So I'm just going to give you some of the themes that are emerging from the current submissions. Combating misinformation and building trustworthy, ethical, and safe AI systems. Advancing our health and that of our environment. Transforming education and sharing of knowledge. And accelerating basic science in the pursuit of novel technologies, such as fusion reactors, materials for advanced microelectronics, or drugs to treat disease. So it's clear that the consortium partners, and more importantly, their researchers, are truly excited to get to work, and I too am eager to get started. And so thank you again, Governor Hochul, for your leadership and vision. This is truly an amazing day. Thank you.
Please remain seated for the flip of the switch.
Thank you.